Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The MMA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. Bet $100 at WynnBET and get a $100 free bet. Head on over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. We're also brought to you by the College Football Experience. Get ready for the college football season by checking out all 131 college football team previews. Just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/CFB. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/CFB.
Hello, DeGenerinos, and welcome to another action-packed, exciting episode of the MMA Gambling Podcast Network. Episode 194 is dropping in your ears a day before my little baby is turning 12. Somehow, my youngest son is 12 already as of Friday. Shocking how quickly these things go. He was threatening to go on our podcast years ago. I remember he never showed up to that. But anyhow, happy birthday to the little big guy. He's a wonderful kid and makes the world a better place by being in it. And I think that's all the niceness I have in me. Now I'm going to go back to my usual grumpy self on the podcast. Who would I be? I would be Jeff Chalks Fox. Hello. Thank you for coming to the show. This is one of our No UFC, No Problem episodes. We are going to break down a couple of regional fights, events this weekend. Actually, they're both going Friday. Our last episode, we gave you LFA it's called now, which is also going on Friday. So we have three regional events going on Friday that we're going to get you picks for. So you're going to be using multiple screens on if you're a true degenerate and making bets on all of these picks. And of course, the person guiding us through this is the master of all these obscure fighters and regionals, the man who's going to help us all make money off of his picks, the one and only Daniel Gumby Vreeland. Hello.
So they are mostly obscure, I will give you that. However, there will be one fighter we will talk about that people will have heard of before today.
Yes, there is one fighter I've heard of, so I assume everyone else will have heard of this fighter as well. So the three events we're doing, CFFC, LFA, and Titan. Rank them in order of these fight cards. Which one's the best, which one's the second best, which one's the third best?
I would tell you that in terms of most potential to have guys go to the UFC or Bellator or something like that, LFA is by far the best. That's why we gave it its own show on Wednesday. Go back and listen to that episode if you haven't already. And then I would say in terms of probably like raw entertainment value, if you're just looking to watch like some people get knocked the F out, turn on Titan. Titan's probably going to be really good for that. Because they love to run out like a guy who's like 3-7, or a guy who's like 6-12 against somebody who like punches really hard. We're actually going to talk about a fighter who's got a great record, but he's fought like a lot of those like 1-12 dudes. So like Titan's really good for like exciting finishes, but, in terms of like being better fighters in better fights, you'll probably see more of that at CFFC. So it's like a nice tiered system. You got LFA, which might be a little bit exciting, but will definitely have the best guys. CFFC, maybe even a little bit more exciting with a few more mismatches, a little bit less good guys, and then Titan, sort of the dredges, if you will.
There you go. We're actually gonna give you picks on all of these. And I assume you'll be watching all of them. Will you be watching anything else this weekend as well, fight wise?
I mean, this is none of these are even on the weekend. But I will say I'm
that's right. It's all Friday.
Yeah, it's all Friday. But I am sort of intrigued and might check out, along with 72 billion other people, the 1FC card that's coming up. Because while I don't usually give a shit about it, it is. They do have Demetrius Mighty Mouse Johnson fighting to get his belt back against Adriana Moraes. We got Amir Alakbari, who has fought in Ryzen a couple of times. He's like a fun heavyweight. And then Buchecha is fighting as well. So like all of those are things that would get me to watch. And usually one is good to do like one of those three things and then stick like seven kickboxing fights on, which I could give two shits about. So like I usually don't watch, but I might, although it's on Amazon Prime, I might try to find a way to watch.
Quote unquote, find a way to watch. What time is it on? Do you know off the top of your head or not?
I don't, but if I'm not mistaken, is this one in the US? I don't know anything about it.
We don't care enough to look it up, guys. We don't care enough to look it up.
I'm not even going to stick an intern on that.
Nope. We're not sticking an intern on it. All right. Enough beating around the bush. Let's give you some picks after I tell you where you can place bets on picks that we give you. WynnBET. Thinking of joining WynnBET, now is the perfect time. New customers who bet $100 get a $100 free bet. And if you're betting baseball, you have to check out WynnBET. The reduced juice in baseball games makes them the best place to bet MLB. Plus, the WynnBET casino is always open 24 hours a day, where you can get 100% deposit bonus up to $1,000. Wynn also just released their first quarterback with 5 touchdowns prop bets. Listen to our past episodes. Dan tells you who he knows in advance who that's going to be. So go back, listen to the other episodes. I'm not going to have him say it here. There's so much to choose from. And all you have to do is head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. So they know that we sent you at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. Offer subject to change. Terms and conditions at WynnBET.com. Must be 21 or older. And present in the state where playthrough WynnBET is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. And we are brought to you by Odds Trader. What is Odds Trader? Odds Trader is a place to compare odds from all major sports books. You can also compare the different sign-up codes and promotions from sports books to get the best deal. The app also provides player statistics, key game stats, injury reports, and projected game day weather for bettors to make the most informed bets possible. It also has a bet tracker so bettors can keep records of all your games and betting activity. So go to oddstrader.com/bluewire. OddsTrader, the number one site for all your game day bets. And we are brought to you by Run Your Pool, RYP, in the house. Run Your Pool is the home of competition, bringing sports fans and their social circles together to compete, connect, and make every game matter more. Run Your Pool offers every game type under the sun, from Pick'em and Survivor to Fantasy Pools. It's a one-stop shop for sports gaming with customizable features that you don't get anywhere else. We, as in SGPN, have teamed up with RYP, Run Your Pool, to host a pool for our official SGPN NFL Survivor Contest. Hop in now to reserve your spot, $500 cash from Gumby's pocket, plus $250 gift certificate to the SGPN store to the winner. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/store. There's shirts and swag for our podcast and for Gumby in particular. So if you don't win the contest, you have to fork out some of your money that we're actually going to help you win. So you can give it right back to us, share the love, and buy some shirts over at the store. So anyhow, if you win the contest, though, you won't have to worry about that because you got $500 cash plus $250 gift card to the store. So here's how you get into the contest. Sign up today over at play.runyourpool.com/SGPN. That's play.runyourpool.com/SGPN. Okay, CFFC, we will start off with. It is going down Friday on UFC Fight Pass at the 2300 Arena. Do you know the former name of the 2300 Arena in Philadelphia, Daniel?
I do not.
The ECW Arena. That's for ECW. It used to run when it was I think they've upgraded since then, but yes. Before WWE took over, the real ECW used to take place there. So there you go. It is in a cage. That's the enclosure. We got 12 bouts. But we're going to break down. How many did you give me to break down? Two? There's only two fights worth breaking down here.
Okay. Just two from Cage Fury. It's a lot of this fight card's got first of all, a lot of amateur fights on. There are three amateur title fights on it. And then like a few 0-0s and 1-0s and 2-0 kind of guys fighting on it.
Yep. All right. We're gonna do the co-main event and the main event. So let's start off with co-main event is a flyweight fight. James Clark versus Aaron LaFarge. James Clark is Canadian, ladies and gentlemen, from where I, when I was a maybe where we used to have a cottage in the area. Lindsay, I believe, is where his city's from. So there you go. He's connected to me, apparently. Flex Kid, which is another awesome nickname. There's a lot of great nicknames on the regional scene that we're getting into over the past two episodes. So Suplex Kid Clark is 6-3 with three submissions. He's been submitted twice. He is Canadian, it says here on my in my notes. This is his CFFC debut. He's won five straight fights, last one via submission. Used to fight at bantamweight, was a regional champion, plus 105 on him. Lafarge, 5-2, two knockouts, one submission. Never been finished in a fight. This also is his debut in CFFC. He's won three of four, including his last fight. Used to fight down at strawweight. I bet you didn't even know there was strawweight in men's fights, but there is, apparently. He's not a Canadian. I see my records here. He's at minus 135.
Yeah. And so I'm going to take Lafarge here in not just because I'm fading the Canadian, partially because I am, but mostly because if you watch these two fight, both of them are wrestlers and like go right to the wrestling. They love their wrestling. They use their wrestling. They shoot takedowns almost immediately. The difference between the two of them, though, is Lafarge actually has some hands to go with it. He'll like throw some combinations and set up that first takedown, and then he'll get the takedown. He's got really good sub skills and really good transitioning skills, whereas Clark is kind of just like he gets you down and hopes he winds up in your guard and that they don't stand him up after that. And he also, because he doesn't throw any strikes, sometimes shoots from like ridiculously far away, like really far away. And sometimes he gets the takedown because he's fighting like low level regional MMA. But I don't actually think that that's going to work against a guy like Lafarge. So I'm worried about that for Clark. And I think, you know, like when you pair a couple guys who wrestle well against one another, you tend to favor whoever's got the better striking or whoever's got some submission skills to go with them. And you know, Lafarge has got both of those things, and I don't think Clark has either of them. So I'm going to go with Lafarge here.
Okay, Lafarge it is. I had trouble. Wasn't fully concentrating there, Dan, because some breaking news just came through my MMA news feed here. Are you ready for this?
Oh, no, I don't know if I'm ready.
All right, here's the headline. Darius Flowers believes he can be UFC lightweight champion like Khabib style.
Didn't he just fight at middleweight? No, he fought at welterweight.
Yep. He's going to be lightweight champion.
Oh, man, dude. Like, I mean, like, good for him if he's going to drop down another weight class, but, like, come on. Come on.
He made a guy hurt himself. He's so good, Dan.
He didn't, though. Go back and listen to the last episode.
yes, go back to the last episode when we were crapping all over that. So, all right. And the other news is Kamaru Usman's relieved that he's not champ anymore, which is, you hear that all the time when people lose the title.
Yeah, I would also say he seems to be taking his loss really well. I heard an interview with him where he said, like, you know, I don't really want to talk about this too much and what I've got going on and what's going on with me, because like it's taking the shine away from Leon and he really deserves it, which is like a really healthy thing to say and like a really, you know, very company man-esque thing to say. So, yeah, like I'm not going to say it's going to make him better because that seems backwards. But I do think he's got the right kind of mentality. This isn't something that's going to like break him entirely.
Yep, doesn't seem that way. So there you go. We went off track here, but that's okay. We're back now to CFFC. The main event is for the interim featherweight championship. Now, do you have a story behind this? Why we have interim title fight here?
Yeah, a guy by the name of Blake Builder. Blake the Builder was his.
Is it really?
It's not, that's not his nickname, but that is his social media handle. It's Blake the Builder. and who, by the way, you can hear on this week's Top Turtle MMA podcast. Blake Builder is notably fighting on Contender Series this upcoming Tuesday. So they decided to have an interim title fight while they find out if the UFC has in fact hired him.
Is Bob the Builder a thing with kids still, Dan, or not?
They're not. It's not a thing with my kids.
Just checking. All right. Main event, interim featherweight championship. So it may be the real, if Blake the Builder gets signed, then you got to assume whoever wins this will be the real champ, right?
For sure. Yep. That is when we were talking on the LFA episode, that's what happened to Charles Johnson. He won the, he won the interim while Altamirano was about to fight on Contender Series. He won on Contender Series, got his contract. They just promoted him.
Yep. That's the way they roll. Okay. Anyhow, Frank Wells versus Jose Perez is the fight here for the featherweight championship interim. Temporarily, it's interim. It's interimly interim. It may be permanent soon. All right. We'll talk about Wells. His nickname is Chopper. 3-1 with one knockout. Never been finished in a fight. All of his fights have been CFFC. So he's 3-1 in CFFC. He's won two straight. Used to fight at lightweight. He's an inch taller than Perez, plus 155. Perez is 6-1 with three submissions. He's been knocked out once, 5-1 in CFFC. Two straight wins for him. He's a year younger, minus 185 is the number on him.
So I'm going to go Wells here. The reason being is that I actually think he's probably a little bit sharper on the feet. I think the reason people got Perez as a favorite here is because he's way more aggressive. So sometimes you see the guy, especially on the regional scene, who looks really aggressive in all of his previous fights and outmatches his opponents, being the favorite, because that looks really good, right? If you just swarm a guy and hit him with a 17 punch combo. But when you're fighting somebody who's moving in on the same skill level as you, that can get you caught a lot, especially if you're sloppy. And I do see there's places where Perez seems like he leaves himself open. I think Wells is the type of guy who can exploit that. He's also a Renzo Gracie guy, so I know he's got like some decent wrestling, but like once he gets it down, his submission skills are quite a bit better. So I think he's got more avenues to win. You know, like obviously he could get just overwhelmed with the, you know, pure volume of Perez, but I think he's going to do a good job avoiding it here and picking up the win.
Is this going to be a fun fight, Daniel?
I think so. Mostly just because I think that Wells has the ability to like put it in a whole bunch of different venues. So that to me reads fun, especially when you're fighting a guy who can be overly aggressive.
All right. So there you go. All right. We'll move on to any other fights to keep an eye on this card or not.
You know, I was just looking up and down it. You know, like I said, the amateur fights, I'm always somewhat interested in them, but there's not much you can tell about amateur guys from there. And most of these, you know, like want to know guys I've never really heard of. So I'm going to say there's probably going to be fun fights because CFFC always brings fun fights. But yeah, nothing that sticks out to me personally.
All right, there you go. All right, before we move on to Titan, let me tell you about some more of our lovely sponsors that keep us in your ear holes four times a week. Sleeper is a fast growing fantasy platform today with millions of players. You probably already have a fantasy league on there. The SGPN gang do. Sleeper, in fact, has just passed 4 million users on their app. Congratulations to them. And now you can win on Sleeper by playing their new over under game. First in any sport, choose two or more players that you like. Pick the over under. If you pick correctly, you can win anywhere from 2 times to over 20 times the money you put in. With the NFL season right around the corner, Sleeper is the first sports contest game built into the fantasy experience. The main reason I'm excited about over under on Sleeper is that it's the only app where I can join my buddies' contests and play together. It's got a built-in group chat where I can see the button. It's insanely fun to ride it out together. Stop what you're doing and download Sleeper now to play their new over-under game. Have fun with your friends and make some money on your mobile phone. Join our listener group on Sleeper at sleeper.com/SGP, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. Again, go to sleeper.com/SGP and you'll get the $100 match on your first deposit. Terms and conditions apply. See Sleeper's terms of use for details. Ember brought to you by Trade Coffee. Trade Coffee's expert tasted coffee. Trade's coffee team actually taste tests thousands of coffees to keep 450 different kinds live and ready to ship every day. There's no one perfect coffee, but there is a perfect coffee for you, and Trade's human-powered algorithm will find it. Trade's first match guarantee. Trade is so confident they'll match you right the first time that if they don't, they'll take your feedback, and an actual coffee expert will work with you to send a brand new bag for free to you. Plus, right now, Trade is offering new subscribers a total of $30 off your first order, plus free shipping. When you go to drinktrade.com/SGP, that's more than 40 cups of coffee for free. Get started by taking the quiz at drinktrade.com/SGP and let Trade find you at trade.com/SGP for $30 off. All right, we are jumping ahead to Titan FC 79. It is taking place also on Friday, as I said, 7 p.m. Eastern. So it's starting a hour after CFFC. It is also on UFC Fight Pass. It is going down from the from the National Guard Armory in Miramar, Florida. Ever been there, Dan?
I have not.
Ever been to any armories anywhere?
I think there's one in Albany, the Almaty something armory. I'm pretty sure I did a jujitsu competition there.
There you go. Not in Miramar, Florida, unfortunately. This one's in a cage and it's got 9 bouts. We're going to break down 3 of them for you. It's got a bantamweight title belt on the top of the card. And we're going to start things off with a familiar name for UFC fans. It is a bantamweight fight. Ryan Kuz, or is it Kuse? Kuz?
Kuz? I think it's Kuz, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, he's fighting Justin Scoggins. That's the gentleman you may remember, you may recognize the name of. Let's tell you about Hughes first. He's a Third Street Savage. He's 6-0 with 5 knockouts. He's won 3 straight fights via finish, 5-0 in Titan. He used to fight up at featherweight. He's a regional champion, or was. He's 2 years younger than Scoggins, got 2 inches of height on him and 8 inches of reach. We have no odds for these, so Dan's going to give us odds out of his smart brain, which he's usually very good at predicting the odds, and then we'll go from there. Justin, Tank.
Oh, no, go ahead. I'm jumping the gun.
Yeah, how dare you? Justin Tank Scoggins. Is it because he tanked out of the UFC? Is that why he's named that?
I actually have the story of Justin Tank Scoggins. Do you want it?
So, I do. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, when he was a little kid, him and his family used to watch the UFC together, like when he was like 6 or 7. And then they brought him to karate class and he just started like bulldozing people like a fucking maniac. They all said that he was the next Tank Abbott. So his nickname is after Tank Abbott.
Very, very good. All right. It's not because he tanked out of the UFC. He is 13-6 with 6 knockouts, 1 submission. He's lost 4 times via submission. He's won 2 straight. He's also won 2 of his last 6. So take that for what it is. He went 4-5 in the UFC. He used to fight at flyweight. He used to fight up at featherweight as well. He was a regional champ years ago. 2012, he's been a pro MMA fighter since. So Dan will give us lines and he'll give us a breakdown and he'll give us picks. I'm very demanding this week.
So this one's tough for me to line because it's got 2 different types of thing that bettors tend to favor in these regional cards. One of them being a UFC cast-off and one of them being a dude with tons of hype behind him, because that's what Ryan Hughes is here. He's 6-0 with like tons of like big violent finishes, including his last one, which only happened like, I want to say like 4 or 5 months ago. That was really brutal. However, he has fought some of the all-time cans in the history of mankind. Rob Fuller is notably like one of the biggest cans the Northeast has ever seen. He's 2-16 on his career. And they pretty much just bring him in when they need a short notice guy to lose to a dude who's on the trajectory to going to the UFC. Like, he's lost to Randy Costa, Mitch Raposo, Connor Matthews, who was just on Contender Series, Anvar Boynazarov, who was just on the Contender Series. He lost to Ryan Hughes. He lost to Rigo DiSilusio, who was on the Contender Series. Like, he has just lost to a whole bunch of guys looking to get hyped, mostly in the first round. So that's also one of Hughes' 6 wins. So personally, I think this line is going to be just about a pickup because, you know, you got the heavily hyped guy who everybody thinks is going to win. You got the UFC cast off. I think it's going to be a pick'em. And with that being said, I'm taking Scoggins here. I actually think the fact that Cuse is, you know, he's finishing all of his fights very early. Like, he has gone to decision 1 time since turning pro. And like, he looked all right there, but not great. And I think Scoggins is just going to push him in the wrestling department in a way that we're not used to seeing him pushed. I'm going to go with Scoggins here, despite the fact that he is, you know, like the UFC cast off who sometimes gets juiced up a little bit.
So Justin Scoggins is the pick here. All right, let's move down a weight class, shall we? To co-main event, flyweights, Adrian Garcia versus Shamil Finley. What can I tell you about? I'm going to tell you about Garcia first, since his name's here first. Adrian Garcia. He is the elusive Adrian Garcia. He's 7-1, 2 knockouts. He's 5-0 in Titan. He's won 6 straight fights. He's 2 inches taller than Finley. No number on that until Dan gives us his lines. Finley, 4-1, 3 knockouts. Never been finished in a fight. This is his Titan debut. Excuse me. He's won 4 straight fights. He's a regional champion. Take it away.
Yeah, so I'm going to go, first of all, I'm going to say Finley comes in here at like plus 250 to maybe a negative 300 for Garcia. Just mostly because Garcia's got like the longer, you know, like resume. He's a 7-1 guy versus a 3-1 guy. They also seem to favor, this is not going to be information that a lot of people, unless you're pretty well familiar with regional MMA in Florida, the books seem to favor people out of the Goat Shed, which is a gym in the Miami area, which oddly enough, that's where Ryan Hughes trains too. They just, for some reason, I feel like that gym keeps getting gassed up on odds. So perhaps that'll also drive up Adrian Garcia's number. And quite personally, I would love to see it pumped up as much as possible, because I'm going to take a stab on the dog here when the odds come out on Shamel Finley, mostly because, like, ooh, while his record is only 4-1, he has got a really long regional record too. Like, he fought regionally for a whole bunch of or amateurly for a whole bunch of different promotions, ones that I used to have to cover as part of my one of my previous employers' requirements. He showed so much more as an amateur than he has as a pro. Like, as a pro, he's largely just relied on his hands a little bit and some ground and pound. But I know he's got really great submission skills in there that we haven't really seen since he turned pro too. I think those could be a difference maker in Garcia. Garcia might be a little faster, might tend to have a little bit more knockout power, but I see Finley as being more well-rounded, and with odds where I think they're going to be, I think he's going to be fine.
Is he going to be an underdog for sure? Are you pretty positive about this?
I'd be shocked if he wasn't, both because of the longer record, the more recent kind of devastating wins for Garcia, and like I said, the weird thing about the goat shed getting lots of hype.
The goat shed, yes. Yes, I heard all about the goat shed.
Oh, yeah, because there's a Contender Series guy coming up from the goat shed. He'd be the first UFC fighter from the goat shed.
Yes, that was a very good interview by him. Yes, very inspiring interview on the Top Turtle MMA podcast this week, so make sure you listen to that. All right, so we got two picks in the book, including hopefully a pick 'em. Maybe that one's going to be a dog, and hopefully another big dog in this one. All right, we're going to give you the last pick, the main event, after I tell you about Babbel. For most of us, learning a second language in high school or college wasn't exactly a high point in your academic careers. I don't know. I enjoyed it, even though I didn't do so hot at it. Now, thanks to Babbel, the language learning app that sold more than 10 million subscriptions. There's an addictively fun and easy way to learn a new language. Babbel teaches bite-sized language lessons that you'll actually use in the real world, such as interviewing people on the Top Turtle MMA podcast. Babbel's 15-minute lessons make it the perfect way to learn a new language on the go. Other language learning apps use AI for their lesson plans, but Babbel lessons were created by over 100 language experts. Their teaching method has been scientifically proven to be effective. With Babbel, you can choose from 14 different languages, including Spanish, French, Italian, and German. Plus, Babbel's speech recognition technology helps you to improve your pronunciation and accent. There's so many ways to learn with Babbel. In addition to lessons, you can access podcasts, games, videos, stories, and even live classes. Plus, it comes with a 20-day money-back guarantee. Start your new journey today. Start your new language learning journey today with Babbel. That's what I was supposed to say. Here's what you got to do, everyone. Right now, save up to 60% off your subscription when you go to babbel.com/SGP. I'll spell that for you. That's babbel.com/SGP for up to 60% off your subscription. Babbel, language for life. It's almost the start of the NFL season. Everyone at SGPN are pumped for that. And if you're into sports betting or fantasy, you need a competitive edge to win. That's why I highly recommend the Elias Game Plan app. It's the ultimate sports betting and fantasy companion for the NFL, NBA, and MLB. Elias Game Plan is the only sports app from the most trusted name in sports stats, Elias Sports Bureau, the official statisticians of U.S. pro sports leagues, including the NFL. The app lets you access team and player stats, head-to-head team comparisons, and Elias insights from the Elias Sports Bureau's research team. This app really is your one-stop source for player news and league-validated player stats and team records, expert game analysis for betting, building your fantasy team, impressing your friends, doing all that good stuff. Plus, it's perfect for the preseason. You get player previews to help you draft a winning fantasy team and team previews, so you know what to expect as the regular season kicks off. Elias is the most respected research team in the industry. Quality information is key, so I'm glad they created this app for accurate data and important context. Take my advice. Download the Elias Game Plan app today with new features available all the time. Take your game to the next level. NFL season is right around the corner, so don't wait. Find Elias Game Plan in the App Store or Play Store today. And now you're going to find your winning picks for the Titan FC Bantamweight Championship. We actually have a real champ here, not interim or vacant or anything like that. Real champ, Ira Lukowski versus Wendell Araujo. And as I said, this is Bantamweight. Let's tell you about the challenger, Cobra Araujo. 6-3 with 3 knockouts. He's been knocked out once, submitted once. 1-0 in Titan. He's only won one of his last 3 fights, however. Lukowski, 2-0 with 2 knockouts, 1-0 in Titan, which was a knockout for the championship. He's got 3 inches of height on Araujo, and he wears some kind of interesting hat in all the pictures I see of him. So tell us about him. Tell us about him. Tell us about the hat. Tell us how he got a championship after only 2 fights as a professional.
Well, the crazy thing about Lukowski is that he first took his first amateur fight in 2010. I was a junior in college when he took his first AMI fight. And then he fought as an AMI for 3 years, racked up like an 8-4 record. And then for whatever reason, didn't turn pro until 2020. So he's 35 years old, first of all. He's not a young dude. But with that being said, in his first two fights, he looked amazing. He came out and beat a couple of newbies, and he did so in LFA and then another, you know, random promotion. But he knocked a guy out really hard, and it was good enough for Titan to be like, hey, we need a guy for this title fight against Morales, or Montes was there the other guy who was supposed to be in the title fight. And if I'm not mistaken, I think Montes was supposed to fight somebody else for the title who had to withdraw, somebody with like a much better record. So this dude took this fight on short notice. And he's eccentric, you know, like you mentioned the hat, he's eccentric. That's why people like him, is that they were like, oh, you know, he's just like an eccentric dude. He's going to go out there and give us a show. Especially fighting a guy like, you know, Montes. And not only did he put on a great performance, he knocked a dude out bad and then followed up with 75 punches he didn't need to because of like some bad blood before the fight, with like, you know, Montes putting the belt on himself already. So like he just slaughtered him. And I think he's going to do the same thing to Wendell Arroyo here, because the thing about Lukowski is that he hits so freaking hard. He puts everything into his punches. He loads up, but like, he also just puts big pressure on. So with Arroyo, you know, you mentioned he's only won one of his last three fights. The dude's been knocked out too. You know, like he's gotten hit and he's gotten rocked in some of those other fights. I just think he's too hittable at the end of the day. And as far as odds go too, I think Lukowski is going to be a pretty large favorite here. I would say probably high 100s, low 200s. Let's say negative 185 is my official guess. I think Lukowski is going to come in as like a negative 185 favorite, largely because, you know, the big knockout, but not too high because he is only, like you said, 3-0. That kind of looks poor at the end of the day. But, you know, Arroyo, too hittable. I'm still going with the favorite.
All right, and it sounds like it's going to be a fun fight.
This one for sure will be fun. Some of these other fights, you know, you could say might be, might not be. This one will be fun. Lukowski is not in boring fights.
There you go. Hopefully this episode was fun. How's that? It kind of felt like that's what your other co-host does. He has transitions like that. I'm just trying to be like him. 194 episodes in. I'm getting the hang of things. So another fun episode. Thank you for all the knowledge you've dropped for all of us. Gumby, I just checked the sportsgamblingpodcast.com/discord, and they are, all the degens are already in there talking about LFA and asking when the episode's going to drop. So I let them know. We got another special episode. This one you're listening to right now, CFFC and Titan. So everyone is gearing up for a fun Friday of regional action. So make sure you get in the Discord. Like I said, have some fun with us. Follow us on Twitter, SGP and MMA. Jeff Fox Writer, Gumby Vreeland. That's all the handles. Give us a review. End of the month, we're going to randomly pick one of our reviews and give away $50 to our SGPN store gear on our behalf. So take that. What else can I tell you? Listen to this Top Turtle MMA podcast and another excellent episode from Gumby Vreeland this week. Make sure you listen to that. I think that's it. I'm going to let you take us home, Dan. If you have anything else to add, go right ahead.
No, I think I'm all good. I'm Dan Gumby Vreeland. He's the Third Street Savage, Jeff Fox. And we will see you on Sunday.